Members vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 13 members present this morning, Mr. President. Senator Ewing is excused in the call of the Senate today.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, David Horner, of the Faith Lutheran Church.
For those who observe it, today is Ash Wednesday. Proverbs 21:2 says, "All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart." We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessings of this day and for your continual mercy, which you have showered on us and our state. We are justly proud of our land, for you have done great things here. Some of them are carved in stone or hung on the wall. But there are plenty of things, known or unknown, we would rather not see displayed publicly. And for those, we need your mercy, Lord. For wherever people are found, as individuals or corporately, we have sinned, often and grievously, against you and you alone. And we pray in the name of your Son, mercifully forgive our many wrongs and restore to us that peace which the world cannot give. Preserve our precious liberties to us, Lord God, but help each one of us to keep ourselves from using our liberties as a license to do wrong. In the name of Jesus, amen.
The Sergeant-at-Arms leads us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Adams.
Ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread out on the journal.
Without objections, Secretary, please certify the journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 51st legislative day.
Senator Halford.
I move to ask unanimous consent the journal be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary for the 51st legislative day.
Without objection, this journal is certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Ziegler Gallery, Senator Strzelczewski and I have several constituents there with the BP Exploration Employee Group. And I'd like you to please help me welcome Todd Allen, who's the Human Resources Superintendent, Andrew Cockrell, Team Management Advisor, Kim LeClaire, the Drilling Technical Assistant, Eric Luttrell, Vice President Exploration, Steve Pankhurst, Manager of Technical and Regulatory Alaska Pipeline Unit, and Nancy Yule, Senior Accounting Assistant, Joint Interest Audit. Please help me in welcoming them to the legislature.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, Senator Pierce and I are fortunate to have several British Petroleum employees here as well. I'd like to introduce Mark Dennehy, Martha Gilbreth, and Fred Mike.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, have some students participating in the close-up program, and I had the privilege of having breakfast with them this morning, and I'd like to introduce two students from the St. Mary's School District. Please stand as I read your names. Help me welcome Rita Andrews, Teresa Paquin, and a teacher, Ella Mae Worley.
Senator Fisher.
Thank you. I have some constituents from the Saldovia area. In the Ziegler Gallery behind me is Carl Pulliam, the teacher, and the students on the other side in the Miller Gallery are Jill Giles, Alex Moonen, and Tamara Bowden.
Senator Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the Miller Gallery, I have some close-up students and a teacher that I'd like to introduce to the body. I'd like to have you stand and remain standing until we're finished. From Anderson, Karen Harris, the teacher. Katie Smits from Clear, it's also Anderson School. Carmen Adamick, I knew I was going to get that wrong yet. And Matt Herman from Cantwell. Help me welcome, please.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. From your district and the thriving metropolis of Craig, we have a teacher in the far gallery, Doug Rhodes, and also in the gallery behind me, we have two students, Karen Simpson and Laura Thompson.
Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have close-up students to introduce as well from the Dellingham Schools. The teacher, Guy Stringham. They are in the gallery, if they please stand. Accompanied by these following students, Kyle Blake, Aaron Rogers, Shireen Nunn, Angela Luckhurst, and Vanita Luckhurst. Welcome to the Senate. Mr. President.
Senator Zaroff.
It's a great pleasure that I introduce the following individuals that are down here from the APIA, the Aleutian Pribilof Island Association. They're down here holding their meetings as well as meeting with the legislature and quite interested in the citation we have on Special Order Business Day, and I'd like to introduce these individuals if I could at this time. Dmitry Filimonov from the is the Executive Director. Boris Mikulyev, Chairman of the St. George Island. Mike Zaharoff, Vice President of St. Paul Island. Patty Gregory, Unalaska, with her daughter Dolores Jane. Robert Shelikoff, False Pass. Charlene Lestikoff, Nikolsky. Xenia Bornin from Akutan. Mark Snigaroff from Atka. Claude Kazakin, Belikovsky. Linda Mack from King Cove. Annette Brandel from Nelson Lagoon. I don't think I've left anybody out. Welcome to the Congress.
Senator Menard.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Senator Katula and I also have some British Petroleum employees down here that visited with us. And in the far gallery, in the Ziegler Gallery, we have Alan Guerin, and he's the manager of Kaparik Exploration. And in the Miller Gallery, we have Ron Hocking, and he's a North Slope environmental engineer. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Pushaw.
Senator Ewling and I also have a constituent with us today with the BP Exploration Employee Group, Wanda Glover, who's the Human Resources Representative.
Any further introductions? Message from the Governor.
Message dated March 3rd. Dear Mr. President, in accordance with AS 3905080 and Article 3, Sections 25 and 26 of the Alaska Constitution, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointment to the positions noted. Athletic Commission, Mark Troutman.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Clinical Social Worker Examiners, Colleen Patrick Riley.
Labor and Commerce.
Sincerely, Walter J. Hickel. And those are all the messages from the Governor today, Mr. President.
Message from the House.
There are no messages from the House today.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered Senate Bill number 402, Use of the Housing Assistance Loan Fund, and majority of the committee recommends it be replaced the committee substitute new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Frank Chair, concurring Senators Hoffman and Jara. Senators Pierce and Sturgelewski signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 402 has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill 408, Telephone Service with the Deaf and Hard of Hearing, and the majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Kraft and Halford. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 408 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 45, urging the use of canned pink salmon, Public Law 480, Food for Peace Program, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Zaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan and Jones. This resolution appears on today's calendar. Rules Committee considered Senate Bill 55, Detention and Incarceration of Minors. Senate Bill Number 313, Insurance Coverage for the Treatment of PKU, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Zaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Halford, Eliason, and Jones. These two bills also appear on today's calendar. And those are all the standing committee reports today.
Thank you. Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number 35 by this Finance Committee suspending uniform rules 41B, 24C, and 35 of the Alaska State Legislature concerning House Bill number 50 relating to supplemental appropriations.
Labor and Commerce Committee. Maybe if there's a financial implication, we'll refer to finance also.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 55 by Senator Duncan, an act relating to the detention and incarceration of minors. Has committee considered the bill? Majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, Chair. Concurring Senators Cotton, Menard, and Fisher, fiscal note. Judiciary Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a Judiciary CS and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair. Concurring Senators Collins and Rohde, 4-0 fiscal notes. Finance Committee considered the bill. And majority of the committee recommends the Judiciary CS be adopted and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Cotullo, co-chairs. Concurring Senators Duncan, Hoffman, and Ewing. Senators Adams and Schultz signed no recommendation. 4-0 fiscal notes. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Zharoff, Chair. Concurring Senators Duncan, Halford, Eliason, and Jones. There's a Judiciary Committee substitute.
Senator Hoffer.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, motion carries.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 55, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the detention and incarceration of minors.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Hoffman.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 55 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, Committee substitute for Senate Bill 55, Judiciary, is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill 55, Judiciary, an act relating to the detention and incarceration of minors.
Discussion? Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 55, Judiciary, pass the Senate in third reading? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 55, Judiciary, has passed the Senate in third reading by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Bill number 313 by Senator Sturgiluski, an act relating to insurance coverage for the treatment of fetal ketoneuria. The Hess Committee considered Senate Bill 13. I'm sure the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski, Chair. Concurring Senators Cotton, Fisher, 3-0 fiscal notes. Finance Committee considered the bill. Recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw and Petula, co-chairs. Concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, Huff, Schultz, and Ewing, previous fiscal notes. Rules Committee considered the bill. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Zharoff, Chair. Concurring Senators Duncan, Halford, Eliason, and Jones.
Is in third reading. Will Secretary please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 313, an act relating to insurance coverage for the treatment of fetal ketoneuria.
Senator Rohde.
I would move unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor in this bill.
Without objection. Senator Collins makes the same motion. Senator Kraft, same motion. Any further discussion? Question being, so Senate Bill 313 passed the Senate in third reading. Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so Senate Bill number 313 has passed the Senate in third reading by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Joint Resolution number 45 by Senators Petula, Menard, and Sturgiluski, urging the use of canned pink salmon in the Public Law 480 Food for Peace Program. Resources Committee considered the resolution and majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Cotton, Eliason, Jarroff, and Frank, 0 fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the resolution, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jarroff, concurring Senators Duncan and Jones.
Are there any amendments? resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 45, urging the use of canned pink salmon in the Public Law 480 Food for Peace Program.
Senator Tukula.
Any question, I stand ready to answer, but if there isn't, well, we just proceed with the vote. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Is there any further discussion? The question being, so shall Senate Joint Resolution 45 pass the Senate third reading? Members may proceed the vote. Does any senator fail a vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, Senate Joint Resolution 45 has passed the Senate in third reading by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Rohde?
I would just note parenthetically with the vote on this resolution that I hope they will see in the lounge are the fish sandwiches replaced with salmon sandwiches. Given the support of this body, long overdue.
Here. The Rules Committee, Rules Chairman will take care of that.
Citations honoring the Kiski High School girls basketball, honoring Shirley Staten, honoring Sealand Service, honoring Legislative Teleconference Network volunteers, in memoriam Andrew Miller Sr., in memoriam Lawrence O'Connor.
Question. Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, the citation calendar is adopted. Unfinished business. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation honoring the lived people on the 50th anniversary of the evacuation of the internment to be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, the motion carries.
Citation honoring the Aleut people on the 50th anniversary of the World War II evacuation and internment by Senators Jaroff, Pierce, Sturgiluski, Jones, Euling, Halford, Hoffman, Adams, Sturgiluski, Duncan, Menard, Pierce, Collins, and Pershaw, Representative Jekyll.
Senator Rohde? Senator Katula?
Yes, I'd like to be shown as a co-sponsor of this particular citation.
Thank you. I'd make the same motion. Senator Kraft also and Senator Schultz. Senator Zaroff?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to take a few moments just to comment on the citation before us honoring the Aleut people. And this year and towards the end of last year, we've seen and we will see a number of 50-year anniversaries. I don't want to say celebrations, but at least observations. On December 7th, we saw the 50th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. This year, we're going to observe the 50th anniversary of the Alcan Highway. In June of this year, Mr. President, we'll mark the 50th anniversary of an event that took place of which very few Alaskans, let alone very few Americans, are aware. And that is the event there where the forcible evacuation and internment of Aleut people, Alaskans, Americans, Mr. President, were taken from their villages in the Aleutians and Pribilof Islands and interned in camps here in southeast Alaska. This dark chapter in American history has gone unreported for quite some time. In fact, in the remarks made by President Bush apologizing for the internment of the Japanese Americans during World War II, there was no mention at all of these Americans, these Alaskans, these Aleut people that were interned. There was no apology at all. This citation honors the 881 Aleut men, women, and children who were taken from the nine villages and who were uprooted from their homes and taken to areas here in southeast, Funter Bay, Kalisnu near Angoon, Ward Cove near Ketchikan, Burnett Inlet near Wrangell. These places here in southeast, although they were in Alaska, were still very unfamiliar and hostile to these Aleuts that were taken from their homes and displaced. They were put into crowded, overcrowded, deplorable living conditions. And as a result of the poor treatment that they receive, the lack of proper food, medical treatment, 10%, over 10% of these people died. And when they were allowed to return to their homes, they found their homes ransacked and debilitated, very poor conditions. And all that they had worked for and saved for many years was virtually all gone. And this was not due to the efforts of the Japanese invasion, but due to the Americans that were left behind. Mr. President, the internment of the Aleut people, in my mind, is something that should not have happened. This citation, as meager as it is, goes a step forward to recognize the displacement of these people. It'll never replace all that they have lost, their homes and villages, the churches, the relics, and the relatives and ancestors. But it does go forward, and I'd like to call your attention to the last sentence in this resolution. And I think the reason that we are here, the reason that we are facing this, I think is somewhat explanatory in here. The Aleut spirit and dignity prevailed throughout the relocation, and their personal sacrifice should not be forgotten. And I think the people that are remaining from this internment, the descendants of the people that were interned, I think are owed a whole lot, not only by the state, but certainly by the United States government, and that they should at a minimum receive an apology for what they have had to go through over these number of years. Thank you.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would just note in reading the citation that it's not clear that there is an apology in here, notwithstanding the fact that the President did not make that clear. I think it is incumbent upon us to acknowledge mistakes and make very clear that, that we apologize to those people who were involved. And if the sponsor sees fit, I think it would be appropriate to include in the citation.
Further discussion? Senator Hufford?
I move and ask unanimous consent the citation to be approved by the Senate.
Without objection, the citation is approved. Unfinished business? Senator Fisher.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the House Thursday, March the 12th, till plain time Monday, March the 16th, on state business in Anchorage. Thank you, Keenan.
Without objection, the chair would note that we're having a session this Friday at 10 o'clock as usual. Senator Sturzewski.
I would move and ask unanimous consent I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call, on April 1st and 2nd to attend the Winning for Stronger Education in Anchorage, and on April 6th on personal business.
Without objection. Unfinished business, I'd like to make an additional referral to Senate Bill number 398, an act amending the definition of economic benefit in relation to a subsistence economy and providing for effective date. This has a Resources Committee referral, and it'll also go to a Judiciary Committee. Any further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. There will be a Rules Committee meeting today upon adjournment in the Fahrenkamp Room. We'll be taking up the following bills for the purposes of calendaring. Senate Bill 402 relating to the Housing Assistance Loan Fund, Senate Bill 408 relating to telephone service for deaf and hard of hearing, SCR 35 suspending the rules for title change of House Bill 50, SJR 51 honoring General Colin Powell on his visit to Alaska. Colin. House Bill 50, Supplemental Appropriations, HCR 46, declaring April 17th, 18th, and 19th as Disabled American Veteran Days. I think that's it. And can we have just a brief of these? Please.
Senate, please come back to order. We're under announcements. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. Possibly to avoid some confusion there, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the 5-day rule be waived for the purposes of hearing SCR 35, suspending the rules for a title change on House Bill 50.
Without objection.
President, Senator under announcements? Is that
we're
where
under
we are?
Announcements.
Are we? Great. Senate Hess, 8 a.m. on Friday, confirmation hearing, State Board of Education, SB 446, amending formula providing state aid for education, SB 430, qualifications of teachers, and SB 394, Alaska School Counseling Program Grant Fund.
Senator Menard.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Transportation Committee will meet tomorrow at 1:30, and the bills that we have are Senate Bill 260, an appropriation for the Tetlick Ferry Terminal, and SCR 33, lighting for the Glen Highway.
Senator Rohde.
The Transit Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Belts Room. The bills are posted. We will be taking up the ADA bill today, though.
Senator Fisher.
Today at 3:30, the Committee on International Trade and Tourism will have Ron Garzini, who is a assistant commissioner in the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, especially answering questions about the Office of International Trade and its future.
Senator Halford.
For unfinished business.
We'll go back to unfinished business.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that you be excused on March 11th, Wednesday, and March 13th, Friday, on state business.
Without objection. Under announcements, Senator Jones.
Mr. President, the Resource Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30. We'll take up confirmation hearings, Big Game Commercial Service Board, Alaska Commercial Fisheries Limited Entry Commission, and take up some bills we have time that we've previously heard.
Senator Collins.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder to the Anchorage members, we will be having an Anchorage caucus meeting tomorrow. We will be meeting with the Assembly and the municipality and to review the consensus document that they have developed for the Anchorage legislators. Appreciate the members being there.
Further announcements? Special orders? Senator Cotton.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to speak on the subject of inshore, offshore.
You may.
Well, I think it was yesterday that we passed a resolution that stated our support for the action of the North Pacific Council on inshore, offshore, and I'm told today from a conversation with the chairman of the North Pacific Council that they listened to us and that the Department of Commerce has approved the inshore, offshore decision in Alaska's favor. Totally for the Gulf of Alaska, and there's just some sketchy information that I have that there's a few caveats and variations that they've added to it. It's my understanding that a formal announcement won't be made until tomorrow, but again, the chairman claimed it as a victory, and we should be happy.
Senator Dula.
Mr. President, essentially on the same subject, if I may approach the floor. The Commissioner of Public Safety may have come around this morning and talked to several of you, but he was up in my office, and he's noted that there are some major interceptions out there of people that are violating our waters, dragging, taking the fish, and he says that the fines and the whole problem could go into the multi-million-dollar range. There's 40 or 50 that have been intercepted and checked out, and I suppose that we ought to continue to look at the possibilities of having surveillance out there and providing the facilities for surveillance. Right now, we had to, because of the Coast Guard, we had that opportunity this time, but we may have to look to equipment and people to go out there and watch our shores and protect them. We have such a unique coastline, you never know for sure where to place them, but I'm not certain we shouldn't to follow through with that.
Thank you. Senator Hoffman?
Mr. President, permission to speak on the same subject?
You may.
I was also informed that the plan was approved, but there was a caveat by the Secretary that requests the State of Alaska to submit its plan on how they would implement the CDQ program, the Community Development Quotas, and this program has a potential impact for many of the coastal communities that both Senator Adams and I represent, and I would urge the administration to start implementing the plan and submitting it to the department, because it's my impression that if the plan is not submitted, that the state of Alaska will not be able to participate in that CDQ program, and this may cost some dollars on behalf of the state of Alaska, but I think it's a perfect opportunity for the governor to follow up with his commitment to provide some jobs in rural Alaska, and I would hope that he would do so. Thank you.
Further special orders? Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday.